for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mahalik. Good morning, Coach Mahalik.
Morning, Rob. How are we doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. The first outright regular season title in Hofstra history. Just before we talk about the two games last week, what does that accomplishment mean to you and your program?
Well, I mean, clearly we're extremely proud of this. I mean, it's all the 10 people on this that are taking these phone calls today, all 10 coaches. We all know how hard it is to win one game in this league. We all know, you know, how tough it is to play each other. And when you can beat a team, this year it was us. Last year it was Northeastern in Charleston. You know, you can't help but be proud of it. It's really an accomplishment that you want to be proud of and enjoy and so forth. And so we are at the same time now. We all know this. It's over. I mean, we are now. Every coach will probably say this today. We are now 0-0. It's the second season. It's new life. It's, you know, what you did behind you is nice, or it's not nice, but it doesn't matter because we all got a chance now to do what the real dream is, and that is, climb up the ladder.
Before we talk about the week ahead, you obviously had two tough road games last week and able to come out on top in both of them. Close game at Drexel, you win by 3, and then Delaware, you pull away in the second half to win handily 92-70. What impressed you about the way your team handled that trip last week?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough on the road. And so I always say this, whenever you win on the road, it's an upset. and I mean that. Drexel, as we did all year long, we found a way to win. I don't know if we were at our best, and the reason we weren't is because we got outplayed, we got outcoached, and you got to give the credit to Drexel for that. But we still found a way to win, and in doing so, we were able to clinch that regular season number one seed. And then we go to Delaware, and we played really well. I mean, it was not hard to do. You know, that's a good team there. Martin does a terrific job. I mean, Carter's a load. Horton looked like Steph Curry, and they got Ryan Allen, and they got it. It's a good team, and yet we were able to play well. It was a win that it was kind of a feel good win, which I think we needed, you know, going into the tournament. So, you know, the 3-hour bus ride home felt like 10 minutes. So, it was a good weekend, obviously, for the Pride.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Leticia.
Okay, you do have a question from John Tito.
Good morning, Coach. I just wanted to talk about your battles with Northeastern this year. January, Justin had a huge game, 42 points, while Cusick only had 11 in the big 3-point win on the road, at home. And then in February, they beat you at their place. Justin had what for him is an off night with only 15 points, and Pusik had 24. If you guys end up having a rematch with a title at stake, is there something that you learned from those two games without giving away all your secrets that you'll try to institute for game number 3?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you already said it. If that happens, it means that both programs were able to win two tough games, and you can't help but dream, and that's the goal. But man, I'll tell you what, any team that's thinking past that first game, they're probably going to lose. So we're not going to do that. But it's a fair question, and I appreciate the question. And I honestly don't know, what we would do differently. I mean, that's two teams. It's like a heavyweight fight when you play them. You got to go toe-to-toe with them. They do certain things that you have to have an answer for, and we try to do some things that they're going to have an answer for. And, those two guys you mentioned are terrific players, both of them. I mean, really, really good players, two of the best players in the league. You know, I hope Justin's not going to be upset with me for saying this because I'm so happy he did get Player of the Year last year. But I thought Pusicha should have. That's who we voted for. I thought Pusicha should have got Player of the Year last year. Now, this year, I don't think that, and I hope Pusicha's not mad at me for saying that. I think this year is pretty clear who the Player of the Year was. But two terrific players, and in a league with a lot of great players. I mean, those two, and, Knight's an NBA player, a kid at William & Mary. He's an NBA player, so.
Joe, after last year's experience with the terrible travel that you guys went through and then the loss in the quarterfinals.
The last 2 years, Rob. Rob, the last 2 years. The last 2 years,
I'm hoping for better weather for you. But
you
in general, how motivated is your group to get down there and get that taste out of their mouth?
Yeah, I mean we're excited. Our guys, we got a good feel about us. I mean that as I said already, that win at Delaware, we got the pep back on our step, we got our swag back, and you know the guys are excited about it. Again, all 10 coaches do this. We're all doing the same thing here. We're talking about the 3 days of March. We've been talking about 3 days of March since July when we started our workouts. So we're all doing the same thing. Everybody's excited about getting down there. You know, 2 years ago, our flight got canceled. We had to fly to Raleigh, practice at NC State, and then take a five-hour bus ride into Charleston. And last year, we had a 14-hour train ride down. So we just keep looking at the weather forecast, hoping that on Friday there's not a earthquake or some sort of whatever. Tidal waves coming here. I don't know what's going to happen.
You always hear people talk about, come tournament time, whether it's NCAA conference tournament time, about guard play, and your guards have certainly been stellar with not only Justin but DeJure and Eli. How key are those guys to they've had such great years. To how key are guards when you come into tournaments? You've been doing this a while.
Yeah. I mean, your guards control the game. You know, now they can play. If Jaquill Taylor doesn't play as well as he's been playing, I mean, he's just been incredible, Jaquill Taylor. But, I mean, especially defensively. But, I mean, your guards always give you a chance. I mean, the play starts with your guards, you know, and a lot of times it ends with the guards. And so, you know, we got a guy that can really get the offense going. DeJure Bowie's as good as anybody. And then you got, he's at the beginning of a play. And at the end of the play, a lot of times it's Justin Wright Foreman or Elijah Pemberton. So, you know, your guards always give you a chance, and those guys, you know, they really have an incredible relationship. Those three, it's as good a group of leaders as we've ever had. Those three guys kind of, you know, they kind of run the locker room, and they kind of run the trip to the bus trip to Delaware. They're going to run that too, and they really like, they're really good friends, really really good friends. Their relationship is really nice. It's really a nice thing to see. They're like brothers. They really are, and they play for each other. They play with each other, and when you throw the talent in there, you're pretty lucky as a coach.
Before I let you go, obviously it's been an outstanding year for your team. What are the keys for you to have success this weekend and to be playing on Tuesday night?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's probably a long list, you know, or else it's a short list. You know, you always hope, you know, we're a team that shoots the ball. You always hope you're going to make some shots. You know, I mean, it's as simple as it sounds. I mean, you know, if your good shooters have a bad shooting night, you know, you better have an answer for that. So that's one of them. And then, you know, a lot of times it's matchups too. I mean, I'll tell you what, the only thing good, and there's not much good about playing either Towson or JMU. The only thing good about it is they'll have the attention of our guys, because we'd lost to JMU and we should have lost to Towson. And our guys know that, so that's the only thing good about it. But you know, that's a tough matchup for us. Now there are worse matchups, and I won't mention any names. There are worse matchups in the first round, but there's some better ones. There's some other teams you'd rather play before you play those two guys. So we'll see.
All right, Joe. Thanks as always for the time today and all season long. And we'll see you in a few days in Charleston.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.